Evening comes. The house is dark. Costello drives his Pontiac Grand Am one block, parks in a cul-de-sac, and walks back to the house, slipping in through the side gate. Smoke and mirrors to make the roaches think he's out with the kids. The roaches always knock a second time, asking again if he wants to come over. Later, in his recliner, in the dark, with the curtains drawn and the air conditioning blasting, he turns on the game. The voice of Vin Scully, soothing and omniscient, the god voice of SoCal. Costello gets nervous during games. He paces the green shag in the family room, looking for distractions. The upper shelves of the wall unit are full of pictures, Katie and Matt and Megan as kids, in various stages of toothlessness and rec league glory. Then the encyclopedias, Funk and Wagnalls, A through Z. One a month at Safeway for 2 years. Costello wants to look up axolotls, but A is missing. There's a copy of Moby Dick, some other random books of nautical lore. Krakens, mermaids, the Fata Morgana. Costello finds the Book of Explorers, turns to his favorite passage, Magellan's crew lost in the doldrums of the Pacific, slowly starving to death. Costello, laughing, reads his favorite quote, and when they ran out of rats, they chewed the bark off the mainmast. In the kitchen, by the light of the refrigerator, Costello takes out a giant bag of hot dogs, then a giant tub of mustard, then a giant tub of mayonnaise. Smart and final, apocalypse shopping. He puts dogs on a paper plate, shoves them in the microwave. Waiting, he sets up 4 buns, slapping on mustard and mayonnaise. He takes the 5th bun, balls it up, dips it in the mayonnaise, and swallows it whole. The dogs pop and hiss. He pours Pepsi from a 2-liter bottle into a clean glass just out of the dishwasher. A bit of decorum. The television illuminates the family room, waves of blue aquarium light. Costello, leaning forward in his recliner, a dish towel over his knees, eyes focused on the game, mayonnaise punctuating both sides of his mouth. This is how he eats. The kids are trying to get him out more. It's been over a year, they say. You need to get out there. You need to do something. Go somewhere. Go where? We've got the pool. In the bottom of the 9th, a pinch hitter stares innocently at strike 3. Costello throws his cap at the television, stomps down the dark hall. For a while, he plays hearts on the computer, sipping his Pepsi, trying to calm down. His animated opponents are a bear, an alien, and some kind of go-go dancer. At 10 o'clock, hearing the Disneyland fireworks, he can't help himself. He goes out through the garage, scales the side gate onto the roof, and walks barefoot across the asphalt shingles. An old summer ritual, watching fireworks on the roof, his pool and roaches sparkling in the darkness, the kids tossing their popsicle sticks down the chimney. He lights up, snaps the Zippo. Down below, he sees Rocha and Connie holding beers, watching the sky. They hear something, start looking around. Connie, 10 years younger than Rocha, firm as all hell, what they call a biker babe. Thou shalt not covet. Soon they'll notice the man lurking above them. They will ask legitimate questions and listen generously to his implausible answers. This is bad form, weird and selfish behavior, blowing them off to watch the game alone. Costello, on tiptoe, moves toward the chimney, the only hiding place, but he trips on one of the support wires that hold up the old TV aerial. He rolls down the slant, but the chimney catches him before he can plunge into the dead rose bushes. Cursing silently to himself, he hears Rocha. "Marty? Is that you?" "Marty, are you okay?" Connie calls in her raspy voice. Costello crouches behind the chimney, a night ambush, the sky crackling, turning colors. Surrender. "Yeah," he says, standing up, faking laughter. "I tripped." "Don't fall off the roof, man," Rocha says. "Look," Costello says, pointing in the general direction of the Matterhorn. "Here comes the grand finale."